In this new world of value-based care, imaging departments have gone from being profitable based on billing for every scan to reimbursement based on providing the right test and great care. But this is doing it in a way that accommodates more patients with fewer staff and even more measurement requirements. So how does an imaging department ensure it provides the best clinical care at the right cost and with an excellent patient experience? I'm Molly Gamble, Editor-in-Chief of Becker's Hospital Review, and I'm pleased to be joined by two guests today to address this topic. These are two people who have been working together to find solutions to move toward value-based imaging. Sham Soka is Head of Radiology Solutions at Philips, and Joy Polifrone is Marketing Director of Radiology Solutions at Philips. Sham and Joy, thank you for taking the time to speak with me to share your expertise with our readers.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
So to get started today, can you tell me more about the realities that health systems and their imaging departments that you work with are facing today?
Yeah, so we look at most imaging departments today. They're really in the same place where the rest of the health system is. They're kind of straddling the fence between, you know, fee-for-service model where they're really a profit center, and then more the value-based payment models where imaging specifically is a cost center. So that straddling of the fence is something that the greater organization knows a lot about. Except in imaging, you have the pressures of being the largest revenue slash profit center in the hospital. You have the pressure of servicing something like 80% of the population that's coming in. The patient throughput in imaging is the most of any department. And so you have to do it right. You have to be patient-centered. And there's a huge cost component because in the United States, about $322 billion in charges are spent on imaging. So we have to hit the cost. We have to satisfy the patient because of the touch that imaging has. And the overall package of how you do that is not necessarily prescribed. So if you look at some of the clinical departments, there's very specific metrics. There's very, very specific targets like hospital readmission and various other metrics that there's a playbook for. In imaging, there isn't a playbook for how you do this yet. And so what we see when we talk with our customers is they're struggling with the straddling. They're struggling with figuring out how to do this. What are the metrics I really need to be driving? And then they're in this pressure system because it is the most significant cost. And they do touch the most number of patients in a health system. So there's real urgency to solve this issue.
Great. And Sham, you mentioned there's no playbook yet. You mentioned the high cost of these departments and the largest revenue center of most hospitals. Joy, how do you recommend health systems go about making some of these changes?
So we know that imaging departments are working hard to demonstrate their value and reinforce the impact of imaging. The key is bringing together and unlocking actionable information that will drive improvement in operations and ultimately lead to better clinical decision making. A better use of data to drive improvement is what will help improve outcomes with a better patient experience at lower costs. This is not trivial to do in the context of the overabundance of information that actually exists in hospital systems today. So what we've also learned is finding the right information that needs to be brought together is critical, and that information is often defined by the health system itself, and its particular business intelligence. So it's both the right information, unlocking that information to make it actionable, and it's providing context in a relevant state for that particular health system.
Sham, can you talk a little bit more about the needs that you're seeing your clients present in terms of data and information?
So many of the radiology-specific customers and the imaging-specific customers are really challenged with the multitude of data there is in this space. You have data that's coming from the EMR. You have data that's coming from the machines. You have data that's coming from the PACS and informatics systems. And then you have, you know, additional diagnostic data that you're kind of really looking at in terms of making diagnosis. So one aspect of it is being able to integrate all that data, sort through what is really the ground truth, and extract from it really insights. And that those insights can be put in two different, you know, buckets. One is, okay, do I have all the data in the right way to drive operational improvement? Do I see everything? Right? In that case, I'm also adding scheduling data and finance data. Put that view together. And then on the clinical side, do I have all the clinical data around the patient in addition to the imaging to make the right clinical diagnosis? So, you know, in this space, a lot of what we're trying to drive is that unification of data, and then the curation of that data for the specific outcome we're trying to drive, whether it's operational or clinical.
And then, Joy, did you want to stem on from what Sham said there with those data points you have?
Absolutely. So I think what Sham really touched on is the unification of data and the curation of it for specific outcomes. What we're also hearing is that most of our customers need a partner to help them do that. So having a partner who can bring together their data and make a broader view, giving them that outside-in perspective, is what we're also hearing from our customers that they need to really drive true improvements. So for our customers, we conduct a customized assessment to really understand their needs and baseline their current operational performance and variability across their network. This is important because, as I mentioned before, most of our customers' environment is very unique to their own circumstances. So having that customized assessment to understand their unique needs is a critical part of the first step to what Sham described is curation of that data to drive specific outcomes for their department. We then tailor solutions and work together to implement changes, really identifying where gaps and opportunities exist within their environment, and then monitor progress and drive continuous improvement based on what we find from that data. Ultimately, we work hand in hand with each of our customers in their unique environment to uncover the specific solution that's appropriate for them so that they have the capacity to demonstrate imaging departmental value to their health system. Because as I mentioned, there's never a one-size-fits-all. It's really important that what we do is tailored to their unique environment.
So fundamentally, it's really about taking all the different data streams, putting together for a specific outcome, whether it's reduction of repeat tests, a reduction of low-value testing, whether it's follow-up tracking of patient and patient outcomes, and then providing a playbook for a space that's really struggling with that.
So, Sham, no two health systems or hospitals are alike. Can you tell me a little bit more about how Philips is helping its customers?
Yeah, we're really excited about our new approach to working with customers, specifically our new offering powered by a combination of technology, analytics, business intelligence, on-site, and professional services to drive sustainable change. So the fundamental concept is to bring both the data, the playbook, and the support structure that many hospitals don't have on a natural basis all together to really reduce that complexity that many of the hospitals are facing in the imaging space. You know, what lever do I pull? Where do I go next? What's the biggest cost saving? What are the quality things I'm getting left behind on? Taking all that, all those questions, really creating a fundamental 1-2-3 playbook, getting the right data to enable that decision making, and providing all the back end support through our services on this is the right approach. We've tested it with other customers. We see the ROI and the impact it can have. Really bringing that all together. Fundamentally, it's about reducing the complexity for hospitals as it pertains to imaging and the imaging operations.
Wonderful. And I would imagine quite a few hospital and health system leaders who are listening in might be interested in how they can better optimize their own imaging departments. If they're interested in learning more, how can they go about and do so?
Our customers have really helped us to validate what we understand to be the problems in the market, and those partners have also helped us in defining the right needs. And as Sham talked about, there's a lot of specificity to how we do that. So we encourage imaging departments to learn more about our Performance Bridge practice offering by visiting the Philips North America website. We can tailor our approach from an assessment to a full suite of improvement services, and we do it based on meeting that specific customers' unique goals. So there's, of course, as Sham mentioned, scalable ways in which we do this, but it's pretty critical that we start with really understanding your specific and unique needs. And with that, we really look forward to helping you and in your particular environment determine how to continually improve and provide better care and a better patient experience while also maintaining and managing costs.
Thank you, Sham and Joy, for joining me today and for your time and insight. If you have any feedback on this program or requests for future podcast topics, please email me at mgamble@beckershealthcare.com. And please make sure to regularly visit Becker's Hospital Review at www.beckershospitalreview.com for the latest business, legal, and clinical news and guidance for hospitals and health systems. Thank you for joining us.